to the general public comment session of September 8th, 2025. Tonight's session is being interpreted into Spanish. Sam or Jasmine, would you please introduce yourself and let our viewers know how to enable translation on their devices?
Yes, of course. Thank you for having us. Hello, everyone. Buenas tardes. My name is Sam Guzman with the CLC. And along with my colleague, Jasmine, we'll be interpreting today's meeting into Spanish. Please allow me a quick minute while I give instructions in Spanish on how to access interpretation. Buenas tardes a todos. Mi nombre es Samuel Guzmán con la CLC. Y juntamente con mi colega Jasmine estaremos interpretando la reunión de hoy al español. Si se une con nosotros virtualmente a través de Zoom, por favor busque en su pantalla un icono de globo que dice Interpretación. Oprima ese botón y de allí seleccione la opción de escuchar en español. Si se une con nosotros presencialmente y está ahorita en la cámara, por favor busque hacia el fondo, hacia la derecha. Encontrará un asistente que le podrá dar audífonos para escuchar en español. Muchas gracias and thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sam. City Council provides a half-hour general public comment session to hear from the public on city matters, except for any matter that are scheduled to have a public hearing. The Denver City Council has a pilot program that welcomes Denver's youth to speak at general public comment on the first Monday of the month. Anyone can still sign up to speak. However, on these Mondays, those 18-year-olds and under will be given preference. To maximize time for public comment, Council will not offer comments or responses from the dais. Council members or staff may contact speakers following their comment if they raise matters that lend themselves to follow-up. All speakers should begin by stating their names. Each person will have 3 minutes to speak. For those participating in person, when called upon, please come to the podium. A timer on the presentation monitor will display your remaining time. For those participating virtually, when called upon, please wait until you are promoted as speaker. Then accept the promotion, turn on your camera if you have one, and your microphone. You will see the timer on your screen counting down. Please refrain from profane or obscene speech, direct your comments to council as a whole, and refrain from individual or personal attacks, including disparaging other speakers' motives. First up, we have Jordan Ochoa. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody of the council and members of the community. My name is Jordan Ochoa, and I represent Our Revolution Metro Denver. Our Revolution was a group that was founded by Bernie Sanders in 2016, of course, and we're the Denver Metro chapter here. I'm here to invite all council people and members of the community to our event that we're having on Wednesday. It is a public forum that is entitled Mom Donnie's Election, Campaign Lessons for Colorado Progressives. And hi, Paul, Jordan, here, met you before, and Chris, I don't know where he's at. But we hope that you guys can join us for this public forum. It's talking about how Mom Donnie, of course, you know, what he's doing in New York right now. And he's taking on the billionaires, taking on big corporations there in New York. And Cuomo, Mr. Andrew Cuomo, who's running against him, of course. Mom Donnie made some waves in getting to where he's gotten to so far, and he hopes to continue to push that. The point of this forum here in Denver, how does that affect us, you know, from New York to here? It's about teaching, hopefully, Colorado progressive candidates in the future, now and in the future, on how to run against big money, how to get the community involved, and how to push for issues that really do affect us all directly. Of course, the federal government and Donald Trump are also now pushing against Zohran Mamdani, and we want to try to get that out there. It is Wednesday, this Wednesday, September 10th, 2 days out. It's at DU. You can look up Our Revolution Metro Denver on Facebook. That's where we have a lot of the flyers for this event. We're going to have a panel, some panelists, four of them. Colleen Johnston of Denver, Democratic Socialists of America. She's a member and a National Political Committee member of DSA. Also, we'll have Sandra Parker Murray. She's the Secretary Treasurer of CWA, that's Communication Workers of America, because unions and union labor workers and their unions are very important, of course. Also, we will have, of course, the formidable Joe Salazar. Mr. Salazar, he's a civil rights attorney. He was a former Colorado State Representative, as we all know, and he was a former AG candidate. He'll be there speaking, along with Wynn Howe. They are the State Director of Colorado Working Families Party, and the forum will be moderated by Professor Aaron Schneider. So please look up Our Revolution, Metro Denver, and our event for Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. at DU. So, thank you very much.
Awesome, thank you. Next up, we have Philip Marino. Philip Marino. Next up, we have Rokaya Nagom. Sorry if I pronounced Rokaya. Next up, we have Reagan Benson in the council chambers. Reagan Benson. Next up, we have Catherine Springs in the council chambers. Catherine Springs. Next up, we have Vincent Broughton in the council chambers. Vincent. Next up, we have Anissa Mamo, virtually, if you'll accept the promotion. Nope. Next up, we have Eileen Doniger. Eileen, virtually?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
Thank you, Council President, and good afternoon, members of Council. My name is Eileen Doniger, and I live in Wash Park, located in District 6, and am represented by Council Members Paul Cashman, Sarah Parody, and Serena Gonzalez Gutierrez. I'm 17 years old, and I'm a high school senior attending Colorado Academy. I'm excited to speak with you about the Mayor's Youth Commission. As a third-year commissioner, I am consistently impressed by my peers and their ability to cause change in our community. My favorite part of the Mayor's Youth Commission is getting to meet students from all around the city who care just as much about issues facing youth as I do. In NYC, I've worked on the Mental Health and Workforce Development Subcommittees, and this year I'm exploring the possibility of lowering the municipal voting age to 16. As we begin the new program year, we are so excited to get to work with so many impactful and important projects. But we know to do this, we need to do this in partnership with city leaders. Next week, on September 17th at 5 p.m., the Mayor's Youth Commission would like to invite members of City Council to have dinner with us and discuss what partnership with your offices and our city agencies should look like. We want to hear about the work you're passionate about, share the issues we're passionate about, and explore where we can work together to deliver more for youth in Denver. While many may believe city government is too complicated for young people to understand, I believe that we need to make it more accessible. I believe a big first step is partnership. I understand that as council members, you all have very busy schedules with competing priorities. I ask that if you are unable to attend, you send a representative from your staff in your place. Now is the time to ensure that young people are leading change across our city. We would like to be a partner in improving our communities and elevating the voices of youth across Denver. Thank you for your time and the opportunity to speak today, and I hope to see you on September 17th. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, we have Arnie Carter.
Hello. First thing I want to say is that Jeanette Vizguerra has been in that damn prison for 6 months now. She's a political prisoner. Everybody out there is a political prisoner, but she's out there for using her free speech. The next thing I want to address is Palestine and Gaza. I know that the city council feels that it's not appropriate for you to dabble in this and pass a resolution. I know I've heard that from city councils, and I know that you guys, some people on the council have said that divesting is too complicated and maybe it's the mayor's business. I'll argue that another day. I'll argue with anybody about that. But today I want to ask, what are you guys doing as individual council folks. I know some of you have spoken up very bravely, but are you speaking up to our representatives as city councilmen, people? You have some power. Are you telling them that you need to end this genocide? Are you telling them that we cannot stand behind this? Are you telling Bennett, who's running for governor, hey, I can't support you because you've got blood on your hands, man? Are you telling Hickenlooper, look, you got to do something here? Are you asking to get to pass, to vote on the block the bombs bill that's coming up? What side are you guys on here? You know, the Democratic registered Democrats are vastly against what Israel's doing here, right? And the Mamdani election proves this. People don't want you to just go along with the party line anymore. This is different freaking, excuse my language, different freaking times, okay? We need to be standing up against genocide, against fascism. Which side are you on?
Next up, we have Timo Jones.
Greetings to all of you. I'm here today because the days are getting shorter, and I have to be in by sunset because I was attacked on the H line August 6th by a pale pink demoniac, and fortunately God has healed my eye that he hit me in. I was wearing my glasses and he cut my flesh. I had to have 4 stitches. Was in Denver Health for 9 hours, and I had a physical of my eye this week, and the Lord healed it, so I'm able to stand here before you tonight. And this is going to be my last time speaking to you before next summer, if I survive that long. But the point is, I wanted to give encouragement to you because the scripture that is brought to my attention by the Holy Spirit is that in Matthew 4:4, where Yeshua tells the Diabolos face to face that people live on more than bread alone, but by every rhema, which is the word that comes from the mouth of God. And then further, I would like to remind you of what I previously said about Matthew 19:12, where he announced to his disciples that eunuchs are born, and there's no conversion torture that's going to clear that. In fact, conversion torture is a sin. And furthermore, when he says in the prophecy on Mount of Olives, he says that he's going to be coming immediately after the tribulation of those days. Well, I have news for you. We are in those days right now because the Great Tribulation started in AD 30 when he successfully died for our sins and triumphantly was resurrected and went back to heaven. So he's coming when the open of the sixth seal. We are
Thank
now
you so
under
much
the
for
fourth
your time.
Seal.
Thank you so much. Next up, we have Mary Ann Thompson.
Thank
virtually.
You.
Can I be heard?
Yes, you can, ma'am. Go ahead.
Good evening, Council, and all those watching. Mariana Thompson, formerly experienced homelessness while working as a nurse and an advocate for unhoused neighbors. My topic today is families on our streets. The former U.S. Vice President Hubert Humphrey stated in 1977, and I quote, "The moral test of government is how the government treats those who are in the dawn of life, the children, those who are in the twilight of their years, the elderly, and those who are in the shadows of life, the sick, the needy, and the handicapped." With that being said, you have heard from the great advocate, Amy Beck, with Together Denver in these chambers, that there are families on the street. That was months ago when the mayor denied that allegation. Denver's own David Heights, a journalist with lived experience of homelessness, wrote an article 2 days ago based on the findings of hand, titled "Denver Homeless Families Wait List for Shelter Now at 400. Let that sink in, Council, and all those watching. 400 people. Hand has sent you their findings, whereas Council, in December, it was noted how hard it was to get someone into a shelter. It took community of us advocates many hours and days to achieve that. Friday, I called the Connection Center number and at least 20 times, only to be transferred to a voicemail saying, and I quote, "Someone will be getting back to you within 48 hours. Well, 48 hours is gone and no one did. Council, this is inhumane, and I give you an F minus for your complicitness. Mayor Johnson, Council, and the City of Denver need to be sued for neglect and abuse of children. Families on our street need clean, roach and mice-free shelters with compassionate, trauma-informed staff that will assist in getting them housed. Winter is around the corner, you all. Council, you all need to stand up to Mayor Johnson and demand shelter now. Remember who you work for. You work for us, we the people, not the mayor. Thank you very much."
Thank you. Next up, we have Eric Gross virtually.
Yeah, can you hear me, Council?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Perfect. So, of course, I can't pull up what I wanted. That's okay. So, as a couple of speakers have alluded to today, you know, we are in a particularly fraught moment in basically any venue that you want to discuss politically, economically, socially, morally, ethically. And the question that I think we all need to ask ourselves every day is, are we meeting the moment? It's the type of thing where we say, we don't want to look back and say, I didn't do enough. I didn't try. Why was I at home when I could have been doing this? And I do want to direct that to the council. I know you all have different levels of not civic engagement, but advocacy, perhaps, and activism for sure. From Jeanette, who is still being held in the detention center, the prison in Aurora, of which we may soon have half a dozen more spread throughout the state of Colorado, which may not be in your hands, but can certainly be spoken to and about and advocated against with colleagues in other cities, in other towns, in the state legislature, in the governor's mansion, to where our taxes are going when we have a $750 million budget hole that they're trying to fill, you know, including the city of Denver, firing 140 or whatever workers it was, that our taxes are going to pay for atrocities overseas that create enemies for us. It's all to profit, you know, weapons manufacturers and tech conglomerates and banks and venture capitalists that don't care about Denver, that don't care about us and our neighbors, that don't care about you, certainly. So what others are saying here about, you know, are you doing all you can, is certainly going to come up when I know I personally, and I have a feeling many throughout Colorado, are going to work to unseat some of the apathetic do nothing, bought and sold, corrupted members of Congress that we have, including Michael Bennett, who's now running for governor, including Jared Polis, who we assume wants to take that Senate seat. This also goes for a bunch of the congressional representatives. And any elected official who a year from now is looking back and people are saying, why weren't they doing more against rising fascism at home, against rising fascism abroad, against violation of civil liberties, including freedom of speech and protest, and just to go to court without being kidnapped by the federal government, we're going to ask you.
Thank you so much. Next up, we have Moath Beisho. I don't see him here tonight. Next up, we have Jesse Paris.
Yes, good evening, members of the council, those watching at home, those in the council chambers. My name is Jesse with Sean Paris, and I'm representing for Black Star Action Movement for Self-Defense, Positive Action Commitment for Social Change, as well as the Unity Party of Colorado, the Northeast Denver Residents Council, the Quebec Street Corridor Task Force, Frontline Black News, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, the Revolutionary Agenda, and I reside at the Legacy Lofts and council member Daryl Watson's district of the Fine District 9. Woo-wee. Thank y'all for allowing me to speak. I got a lot to say. All right, I agree with most of what the speakers previous to me have said. Definitely Marianne. That's my godmother. Shout out to her. She got me house when the city refused to do such. Y'all keep talking about genocide and all this. Y'all don't want to address the genocide that's been going on for 400 years against my people. The foundation of Black Americans, the people that built this country. So if you're not going to address that, then you're not talking about nothing. We got a whole genocide going on right here in the United States of America. And y'all don't never want to discuss that at these public hearings. What I wanted to talk about was the fact that you have all this money for these illegal immigrants. So since you got all this money for the illegal immigrants, you need to sponsor a Freedmen's Bureau for foundational Black American Denver rights and FBA Coloradians. Reparations is a blood debt that is owed, not a handout. FBA Denver rights are owed for chattel slavery. Yes, chattel slavery. Yes, Colorado had slavery. Yes, our legislative officials had slaves. Yes, they did. So we're owed for that. Jim Crow, redlining, mass incarceration, eminent domain, and gentrification, just to name a few. RWS, otherwise known as racism, white supremacy, systematic atrocities and discriminatory practices are still going on in 2025. Our state representatives like James Coleman are sponsoring a commission for reparations under a racial equity study. The study is currently underway. So Denver, do the right thing for once and sponsor a bill for FBA Freedmen's Bureau. Do right by Black Americans, not just when you want our votes. We hear you, we see you, and we know you're not gonna do nothing specifically for us, but you'll jump out the window for these illegal immigrants who just got here yesterday. But you'll completely ignore the needs and wants of your constituency, the Black constituency that made this city so great and built this country. So if you really want our support in the midterms, because the midterms are coming up, Democrats, if you want our votes, do the right thing and support reparations for freedmen.
Thank you. Next up, we have Brandy Majors. Brandy, are you there? No Brandy? All right. That concludes our general public comment session. If we did not get to you today, please join us next week or submit your comments in writing. The next session will be held on Monday, September 15th. The sign-up begins at 5 p.m. on Thursday, September 11th. We look forward to hearing from you again, and thank you for attending. The City Council meeting will begin in about 7 minutes.